it off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you at the top of the hour.
And people are believing that Mike Evans is upset that Antonio Brown is now a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
That just gives him more weapons, takes away double teams, gives him more chances to catch more balls downfield.
Absolutely. It's also with Godwin injured.
Right.
It puts another, arguably one of the greatest receivers of all time.
On your field.
On the field. And you think Antonio Brown's going to mess up? Because he's got to go. He's got to drive home with Tom.
Right. He lives with Tom Brady.
Right.
He's living in the mansion with him. I mean, I don't know.
In the jacuzzi.
Yeah. But, how many more superstar athletes do you have to add to the roster to beat the Giants? I mean, they should have lost on Monday night.
Yeah, but this is a team, or last year's team, or teams in the past would have lost that game.
Right. Right. They always say the best teams are the ones that win the close ones, that get a couple lucky bounces, a couple plays go their way, and then, you know, those are the teams that usually end up winning the Super Bowl.
Well, I think they are going to win the Super Bowl.
That's what you think?
I've said from day one, from the day they signed them, I said if Tom Brady stays healthy, they have the team to win. They do.
They do.
And this was before Fournette. This was before Antonio Brown. They had the weapons. They had the weapons before they added Gronk.
Yeah.
Now, again, this is when you still had OJ.
Sure.
But that's why you can never have enough talent.
Right, because injuries. Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Sure. Especially with a shortened season. They didn't have a full training camp, so a lot of guys are getting injured where they might not have in a full camp.
They possibly, and they were already saying he's going to win, and we don't want to jinx it, but Winfield Jr., they're talking about being the defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wirtz is playing on the same level as the offensive rookie of the year. So it is crazy, but a big week this weekend on Sunday when the Saints come marching home, you know, to take on the Bucs. Saints,
and then they just got your boy Quan Alexander back on the
roster. Saints did, yeah. You don't think it's ironic timing?
Oh, yeah, they brought him in to go against the Bucs.
Even though they won week one. All right, let's head back out to Las Vegas as we get ready for UFC Fight Night 182. Let's welcome to the program Darren Elkins. Darren, how are you?
I'm doing good.
We appreciate your time. You know, you've been in this sport a long time. How has it changed, you know, over time to what it is today?
You know, it's just a lot of it. The money's starting to be there, so the athletes are getting better and better is one thing. So with the money comes the athletes, which comes more you know, excitement, and the scientific part of it has really changed too. You know, like the weight cutting and, you know, how to do your camps and all have changed because that money's more there. So with that comes more like possibilities.
You know, I always tell the story, the first UFC I covered, I've covered the UFC since the original first one. First one I attended was UFC 11 with Mark Coleman. And I always tell this story that the after party was in the ballroom of the hotel. It was two fans, a media person, Tank Abbott, and a cheese plate.
Nice.
And look at, you know, after parties and what when there were after parties. What's the craziest thing?
Yeah, when you could.
Do what?
So when you could have after parties, right?
Right, exactly. But, you know, we won't have those, you know, for any time soon. What's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you during the fight in the middle of a fight?
In the middle of a fight, man.
I normally tell people, the reason I've asked this question so often is I asked a fighter, he was fighting Dennis Severs, I already forgot his name, and I just told the story.
Yeah.
And In the middle of the fight, he can hear the corner yelling to Dennis, obviously in German. They're from Germany. And for about 8 seconds, he said in the back of his mind he was watching.
Inglourious Bastards.
So he's watching a movie in the middle of a fist fight, and he said it took him like 8 seconds to kind of slap himself out of it.
Oh, really? See, I don't know. I can't wait to say I had an experience like that, you know? Just, you know. The haze of the blood is always like a weird thing for me, you know what I mean? I'm always like in those bloody fights and the blood's in my eyes and I'm trying to see through the blood and I'm just like, man, you know, the vision thing's like probably always the freakiest thing for me.
Crazy. And your nickname is The Damage. Is it because fights are bloody, or why is your nickname The Damage?
Yeah, it's because, I mean, listen, I'm indestructible when it comes to, like, breaking bones and, you know, getting hurt. I never get take any serious injuries, but if you freaking look at my skin, I'm bleeding. You know what I mean? It's just something with my skin and sharp, you know, the sharp bones around my eyes and I'm bleeding. Everything like that. So no matter what I'm usually bleeding, some kind of fight for some reason or another.
So it's kind of like you're the MMA version of Dusty Rhodes.
Yes.
If Dusty Rhodes, old wrestler, you know, all the scar tissue from, now they did it with allegedly razor blades. So as soon as he'd get hit one time, obviously he would open up.
Yeah, I've seen the stories about Dusty Rhodes.
Your last fight was in Jacksonville at the beginning of the pandemic. How strange was it to fight, you know, so early with no fans? Obviously, there's been quite a few fights, and people have now fought more than once. But how strange was it to be there then, and does that give you any advantage moving forward when it's going to be very similar with no fans?
Yeah, I think it's going to give me the advantage. I mean, it was strange, like, not having the fans, not having the energy that you're usually used to, and the fight weeks are different because, you know, there's no fans in the lobbies, and, you know, all these media stuff going on, it's really cracked down on that, so that's the different part of it. But when it came to the fight itself, I feel like it's just like a regular, it feels like almost like a regular spar session, you know, like you're in there just sparring with one of your partners that you've been sparring for months. So I don't think that was the big deal about it. I liked it, actually. I kind of liked, you know, hearing my coaches and, you know, the calmness of it right before the storm. It's pretty cool.
You know, normally we're in the lobby there of the media center, and we're doing this live. And as much as I miss being there, I like sitting at home watching it on TV. I like no fans. You can hear everything. You can kind of pay more attention, you know, to the fight itself. Did you find that as well, that without the fans, even though you want them there, the distraction of that sometimes is good and sometimes it's bad?
Yeah, I feel like the distraction-wise, you don't have any distractions, and there's not other things you have to really focus on as much during fight week and during the fight. But I feel like, you know, like I said, the walkout, that's something that you always never forget when you're fighting and seeing the crowd and hearing them roar and stuff like that. So the energy level is different. So you got to kind of motivate yourself. I mean, it's a fist fight, don't get me wrong, but you still got to try to motivate yourself a little bit more than usual just because you don't have that crowd cheering you on and giving you that positive energy.
So what, if you can even talk about this, what did you do and what do you plan on doing different, you know, on Saturday in the back? Is it different music? Is it, you know, the old, and I know a lot of fighters did it, but I still remember Matt and Mark Hughes, and Mark would slap the crap out of Matt, you know, as he got ready to get into the cage. Do you do different things like that in the back now?
Man, I don't do anything like that. I just put myself in that frame of mind a little bit faster than usual. I mean, usually I'm trying to stay relaxed and keep myself calm as long as I can before I walk out. This one, I just let myself go a little bit sooner, so I have that adrenaline going through my body.
Let's a couple real quick questions to get to know you a little bit. You're going to have dinner for four. You're going to have four people come over, or you're going to meet at a restaurant or whatever. What four people, living or passed away, real or fictitious, cannot be family members and cannot be teammates?
Oh, God, you're making this one hard. You make me think on this one, huh?
See, most people would rather talk this than talk about the fight, so that's why I throw these out.
No, I'm with you, but so damn, but I mean, four people out of how many freaking cool people, you know what I mean? I mean, I can make a simple answer if you want me to do it. I'm just trying to think about it real quick.
Jeopardy music.
So four people, anybody that I want, right?
Yep. We can pass if you want.
Yeah, it's passing now. I'll think about it a second and like come back to it.
Okay, we'll pass. What one piece of memorabilia would you like to own, of any memorabilia that's out there, if you had the opportunity?
Of any of it.
And then I'll tell him the one from Leonard.
Yeah, that's the best one. That was the best answer ever.
I don't know. I mean, if I could, probably the best one.
That was the best answer ever.
The NHL trophy. That'd be a pretty cool memorabilia right there. And I'm a huge hockey fan, so.
So Darren wants Lord Stanley's cup. Now, do you want all the rings? Because you know how they take the ring off when it, you know, gets to the end. And
uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I definitely want all the rings. I don't want anybody else to have them, obviously. But, yeah, if I have a choice, then I want them all.
Very good. I like that. You know, every once in a while, as stupid as some of those questions are, I asked a guy, and he said, you know, I don't really collect memorabilia. I don't want anything. And I'm like, no, Leonard, you got to come up with something. What one piece of memorabilia? And you know what he said? Jesus sandals.
Oh, okay.
I've said, that's awesome. I'm Jewish, and
that
I would still want.
That is pretty awesome.
Wouldn't it?
People would want those. You can find those sandals. Watch your back.
Exactly. All right, so we broadcast every Wednesday when I'm not out on the road with the UFC from a pizzeria, Torta Pizza, here in St. Pete. So I'm going to do this one for you, Matt.
Okay.
What is your favorite topping on a pizza?
Just one?
Whatever you want on it. Whatever pizza.
I like, you know, I like the old pineapple, ham, green peppers, cheese, and then some red sauce, personally. I mean, anywhere I can go and get that, I'm happy.
That's going to be a trivia question later. All after right. after we okay. finish the show and then we post it.
I love it.
That will be our trivia question. All right. Final question, your only question about the fight itself. What can we expect to see Saturday night in the octagon?
I mean, it's every time you see me fight. I'm going to bring it. I'm going to keep going forward, and it's going to be an exciting fight either way. I feel like this is going to be the best version of me, so be ready for that. I've been really focused and fixing some things, and it's been a great camp, and I feel great, and I'm just ready to put on a show.
That is Saturday night at the Apex Center in Las Vegas, UFC Fight Night 182. Darren, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold and get your address and send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong.
All right, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I appreciate your time. Darren Elkins back in the cage.
He's been in the game a long time.
And somebody that he's trained with back in the day, or Rich Clement may still even be involved. I've known Rich since the beginning.
Really?
Yeah, so it's kind of cool when you see those names and you see those people.
I just saw one of Darren's fights pop up on Fight Pass on Stream TV and watched it, maybe 3 days ago. So it's good to talk to him today. Or
absolutely.
Listen to him today.
All right, let's hit this break. Jim Ahlers. Allers, when we come back, and then Max Payne at the bottom of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Orange, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yo, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 8824 4th Street North. That's it. We're here.
What are you staring at me for?
I'm just giving facts.
Yes, you are.
Just keeping it real.
All right. So we're going to do something that we normally don't do.
Okay.
All right. Now, next week, we're going to be down south.
Yes.
Broadcasting live.
Can't wait.
And we have a lineup of guests next week.
We do.
But someone that's going to be on next week is going to be on right now.
Oh, what?
Yeah. We've got to get ready for this.
Shake up a little bit.
Probably the only person more excited about this fight than us would be our next guest.
And the next guest you refer to is Jim Allers. Our boy, the beast, fighting the BKFC next week.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm good. What's up? How are you guys? Good to hear from you again.
It's good to hear from you. And again, you know, we're excited about next week. And probably the biggest question, you know, that I've wondered is, you know, we've seen some press conferences. We know the hype of this fight. How do you try to stay calm and not let this take over the next 10 days?
Man, you know, this is my 25th professional fight. So, you know, I've been in and out of this fight game a lot with different sorts of personalities as my opponent, you know, and I've seen it all. You know, I've seen people try to, I guess, bully me, try to play the bad guy, try to play the good guy. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're getting in there. There's going to be me, my opponent, and the referee. And that's really all that matters. So all the hype before it, it's all fun and everything, but come fight day, you know, that's really all that matters, is that we're going to get in there and slug it out. So, you know, I don't really care about all the nonsense that happens before.
So do you just kind of play along with it and let, you know, if your opponent acts crazy, you just play along?
Right, man. I'm having a good time, man. I'm in his head, and that's really the point of everything, was that, you know, I feel like I'm winning this fight way before it happened. You know, I see that he's frustrated. You know, he's thinking about me constantly. And come fight day, his mind's going to be all boggled and everything like that. So I know he's not going to be in that right mindset.
So Jimmy, going back to when you and I first met, you were a participant in the 16-man round-robin Just Kings tournament here in Tampa, Florida. And now you are headlining the BKFC 14. You know, is there added pressure now that you're on the fight card and you're front and center in the title fight? Is there added pressure, or do you just like being in the class of 16 and just let your work, you know, just play itself in the ring?
Yeah, you know, to me, it's just another fight. Honestly, you know, I've been, you know, I fought in the UFC. You know, I fought overseas in, I think, like 8 different countries already. I've been the main event. I've been the main event many, many times before. I was the main event against Leonard Garcia. I took that fight on like 4 weeks' notice. And you know, it doesn't matter if I'm fighting first or I'm fighting last. The pressure is all the same to me. You know, once we get in there and that first punch is thrown, then, you know, I get a smile on my face and I know it's time to throw down.
You know, I've asked a lot of fighters, MMA fighters. I've covered the UFC since one. UFC 11 was the first one I actually attended to cover. And I ask a lot of the fighters, how has it changed? How has training changed? BKFC, the oldest, newest sport, because we know it's 100 and what, 7, 100 years old. But it's the newest thing back in now going on almost 2 years. How has training for this changed, if at all, since you first, you know, came in 4 or 5 fights ago?
Honestly, you know, I'm 4-0 now in this sport, and I think this is the best fight camp I've ever had. I think at most I probably had 5 weeks of training for a fight, you know, sometimes 3 weeks for some of these fights. And, you know, I kind of just do my own thing all the time. I just stay ready. You know, I'm doing, like you said, you met me when I did a 16-man jiu-jitsu tournament. I'm doing jiu-jitsu tournaments in between. I'm wrestling. I'm just constantly being ready for anything that's being thrown my way. So my training doesn't really change in that fact, but, you know, my last fight went to decision, and I wasn't really happy with the pace that I started setting around, you know, round 4 and 5. So cardio has been a big factor in this one. You know, I don't want to tire out, and I want to be able to set that same pace and that same big push that I give in the beginning of every single round throughout every round, all 5 rounds, not just round 1, round 2, round 3. I want to know that I can do it through those 5 rounds. So that's where the training kind of changed in this one.
How much of an advantage, and I know it'll probably be an advantage for both of you if it is an advantage, you know, that you don't have to travel. You know, it's basically your backyard. You can stay at home. You know, I don't know if you can even stay in, you know, your house. I know sometimes fighters, when they fight at home, do that. How much of not having to worry about getting on a plane or getting in a car and driving to, you know, Jacksonville or Tampa is it?
Man, actually, I kind of love it. I love going into it. You know, it kind of gets me away from my everyday routine. Last time I fought in February, it was down here in Fort Lauderdale, and they were just going to have me at my house. And I was like, no. I need a hotel because I just need to get away. I need to get away from, you know, my everyday routine. I wake up with the kids. I go through this whole thing, and I need to get into that fighting mindset. So I actually enjoy it. I mean, the same thing. I'm going to ask for a hotel, you know, even though we're fighting down in Miami, which is like 35 minutes away. You know, I'm still going to ask for it because I like being in that mindset of, all right, this is fight time. You know, everything at home stays at home. Kids, everything, I leave them at home, going to war. And that's just kind of how I look at it.
Interesting. No, that's a very good take. Finally, again, we'll be down there next week broadcasting. We're looking forward to it. But what can you tell the fans? What can they expect to see next week when you get back in the squared circle?
Oh, man, you know, the drama is real. You know, we have gone from being training partners, we were buddies, to now I think the guy doesn't even want to look at me. He's blocked me on every social media. He doesn't like to hear my name. So, you know, from the moment that bell rings, there's going to be fireworks in that ring. We're going to be in each other's face. There will be a lot of blood. I'm sure one of us will get dropped multiple times. And it's going to be probably a fight that people will be talking about for a very long time.
So either get in a car, or if you don't live in the area, get in a car and drive down. Watch it on the app. It'll be a lot of fun. I can't wait to be back down there. Jim, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold, send you some more 8-Man Strong gear, and then we'll see you next Wednesday when we do this again.
All right. Sounds good.
Appreciate it. Main event right there.
That's awesome.
Good dude, too.
Love that guy.
You know, and that's what I like most about, you know, the sport, the combat world. It is different. You know, and I've always said that, and we'll talk more about it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the
Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa, you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, St. Pete, Florida. But we're going back out to the Apex in Las Vegas to bring on the one and only.
Why, just because you need a pizza delivery guy?
Max Payne Griffin. Welcome back to the program, buddy.
Max, how are you?
Yo, I'm great.
First and foremost, the most important thing, how are you? How's the family? How's everything going?
We're good, man. We're good. Yeah, everyone's happy. Everyone's blessed.
Cool. Well, in the crazy times of the world that we live in and this pandemic that's been going on seems like forever, you know, it's kind of hard to keep everything going status quo, but it sounds like everything is good, and that's great to hear.
Yeah. You know, at first, I mean, it shut down for, I mean, a little while, a couple weeks, but, you know, we got to keep it moving, man. I mean, imagine if I didn't keep it moving.
Yep.
I'd be in the house, not doing shit, so, and we thrived and under pressure and under hard situations, and everybody grew, you know?
And I know, Matt, you're looking at me. Just to clarify, Max said ship, oh, yeah. S-H-I-P. He said ship. Okay.
Ship to do.
You got ship to do, right, Max?
Yes, sir.
Well, with it being as crazy as it is, how have you been able to, you know, stay active in the gym and work out and, you know, keep everything going when so many gyms are closed? And I know California closed a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah, we shut down the main stuff. And I was on the low. My guys were still training. A lot of my teams were still kind of getting it in. And I was the one that was at home, you know. I was real worried and concerned. And then they weren't getting sick. I waited about a month doing more of the Rocky training, the running, the hitting the bag, the old school stuff, the road work. And I was real hesitant to get in there, and then they weren't sick for, they never, you know, nobody got sick, so I came in, and I was the guy. I was like, hey, you're the quarantine guy. And I remember the first day I was on the mat, I like had like something in my throat, and I coughed, and I was trying to hold it, you know, and everybody looked at me like you're coughing.
Don't cough.
So
when you were doing all the when you were doing all the Rocky stuff, were you doing like the one arm push ups and having that guy with the strap that slaps you in the stomach as you do your sit ups?
Yeah, my son was helping me do that.
That's awesome.
But it got back to basics. And everything kind of picked up again. You know, start taking more safety measures, and I've been going 1,000% ever since.
Cool. Well, you got to Vegas, I'm assuming, yesterday. How strange has it been? I know that they make you quarantine, and how weird has that all been?
So it was interesting. I mean, it's my 10th fight in the UFC. I've seen most of it all. But not yet. I still haven't checked in, so we got here last night, yesterday. You do your test. And then you're quarantined in your room until 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to get the testing, right? So then we could, you know, come check in, get our gear. But no one got their test back. So we've been here for 4 hours past the time in the hotel room. I just got a text a few minutes ago that I'm clear. But I got my two coaches that aren't clear, so we're just waiting.
Just waiting for that. How crazy is it? You know, a lot of times when you travel, and I know that I've said this to you or asked you this numerous times, you know, it's a work trip. It's not vacation. You don't go hit the streets and, you know, walk the strip and that kind of stuff. But when they tell you you can't leave the hotel, it's a lot different than you don't want to leave the hotel. So how difficult has it been being locked up in a room?
It's a lot different than you don't want to leave the hotel. I actually like it. I thought it would be worse. But they got these really cool kitchen hotel rooms or double rooms. So, like, my coach is in a room and it's another room. And they're joined in the middle. And we got refrigerator, stove. It's like a big apartment. And, you know, Vegas, I really don't like to move around too much in Vegas before. There's so many people. They zap your energy. You know, Vegas is my second home, so I'm not too fanish about Vegas. About looking right around and all that. It's not like, you know, Brazil, I want to see the sights. But I like being in the room. There's not a lot of people. I mean, we can walk around the hotel, so it's like we're blocked in this, like, block, this hotel block. It's like a separate building. You can't leave. There's security everywhere. We're having a DoorDash and Postmates for all the food. Security brings you the food to your door. But it's nice. There's not people around bugging you, quiet. I actually enjoy it.
I got you.
Hey, Max, so with Brazil being on the mind, this weekend we saw Uriah Hall fight the legend Anderson Silva. I'm not sure if you've ever fought one of your idols or legends yet, but who would that guy be for?
Thiago Alves. You know, I fought Thiago Alves and beat him up, and he was one of my legend idols. Interesting. And I took fight on him.
We saw the aftermath on Saturday. We saw Uriah break down emotionally and apologize to him. Did you have those same kind of feelings with Thiago? Did you thank him for the fight?
No, because they did me dirty on that fight. They did me dirty. It was real controversial. And apart from that, I felt great beating my idol. That's what life's about.
It's your job.
That's a dream. Make your idols your rivals, right?
Yeah. You know,
that's a t-shirt.
Yeah, no, nope.
T-shirt.
Write it
t-shirt
down. Guy. All right, the second, third, fourth most important question that I can ask you. What are we doing for our birthday?
I'm getting asked this. I'm getting asked this quite frequently here. I'm not sure. my mind has been just focused on wasting this guy on Saturday. And then we'll figure it out.
Cool. And back to that just for a second, because so many guys, so many athletes are different. So many athletes want to block out, you know, the upcoming Saturday fist fight, what we're going to do. And so many athletes, you know, they want to just concentrate on it. Which are you? Is that that you needed to keep your mind on the prize Saturday night?
Yeah, for me, I've changed. I used to be so opponent heavy, like focused on them, but I'm focused on me. I'm focused on being happy, being in a good mood. I have a new mental performance coach, and really working on my core values. And one of my core values is authenticity. And I'm a fun guy. I'm having fun. I'm posting memes. I'm joking around. I'm a fun guy. And then when I get in the cage, I'm all serious. So he looked back at my past fights and the fights that I had the most fun. I did the best. I have my flawless victories. I have my masterpieces. A lot, you know, some of the first, you know, David Mitchell, former UFC guy, especially Mike Perry. I had such a good time beating the hope out of him with a smile. So I've been training like that. I've been sparring hard, but like that mindset. And I've been doing extremely well. I'm going to bring that same thing. Doing what I do, man, I'm getting paid a lot of money to go beat someone up, and that's a blessing.
Max, I would assume that also falls under just, you know, maturity. You know, getting older, you know, doing what you do for a living, and maturity comes in, and you can now have fun doing what you do for a living.
Yeah, especially when that's when I'm most successful. I found that I watch the tapes as well, and when I'm happy and smiling, I'm loose and I'm fluid, and I see stuff coming. When I'm all stiff and tight with anyone, you're stuck in the mud, you know, and you're not as quick, and you're not thinking as well. So I'm gonna be moving around and piece this guy up, send him back to wherever he's from.
Well, I know we're looking forward to it. I was telling you in the text, because of this whole thing, a lot of times, you know, I've asked football, you know, the Bucks, you know, who are you playing in 2 weeks? They're like, I don't know. I haven't looked at the schedule. I was blown away when I got ready to start preparing for this Saturday. I didn't even realize you were on the card. So it got me happy to know that you're back in action and that I know you're happy.
Oh, man, I'm so excited, bro. Like, especially with this kind of guy. He was saying how he's going to come submit me and that. I love when people say stuff about me, you know? I love it, you know? I've been grappling my whole life, been grappling in black belts, fought so many guys that are so good. I've been hanging with the top 10 guys for my whole career. Period. The best guy. And this guy's a new guy. Trained with some good guys at Fortis, but I got my wisdom, bro. I'm not one of these gumshoe amateurs he's just wrapping up on the local scene.
Right.
And he's going to find out real quick.
What can you tell the fans? What can they expect? What can we expect to see Saturday night when you get back?
Expect a masterpiece. I'm going to be out there having a good time. Yeah, I'm going to flow. I'm going to beat this guy everywhere. And you guys are going to enjoy it.
I can't wait. I know
and
you can't.
I'm fighting second. So I don't have to wait to smash him up. I get to do it pretty quick here, so I'm excited about that.
Will you then, you know, hang out and watch more fights? Or are you able to, you know, go back to the hotel or, for that matter, even get out and get back home?
So how it works now, I just found out, you get shuttled right back to the hotel. Like you beat the guy, you go out there, your bags are in the open. You grab them, they put you on the thing right back in the hotel. You watch the fights in your room. We can't leave. We can't even go out and party or anything.
So you couldn't go back to the hotel, pack up your stuff, and get to the airport and get a red-eye home?
I mean, we might have been able to do that, but my fight's in the morning. You know? But what I'm saying is you can't go anywhere else because it's a bubble here.
So Max, I mean, with the election being yesterday and voting being so prevalent right now, I still vote that your walkout song should be "I Came to Bring the Pain" by Method Man. If you get to choose your own walkout music for the fight, I vote that song.
Doesn't matter what you vote, it's what Max votes.
Well, my vote is for Max to bring that pain. I came to bring the pain.
He doesn't need the music to bring the pain. It's being brought. Max, you got some other stuff that you got to get to. Thank you very much for your time. I'm not even going to hold you up to get your address. I'll text you later. We'll send you some more 8-Man Strong. Best of luck. Have some fun on Saturday, and let's plan this birthday bash after the fight.
I'm going to have a time of my life. And I'm going to go to Florida pretty soon here.
Pizza's on me.
I got some buddies out there.
All right, bring the whole family. Max, take care. Have fun on Saturday.
Buddy.
All right, take care,
buddy.
That is Max Payne. Max Payne Griffin. What a good dude.
Love that guy.
You know, and it's funny because he said that, you know, what he said about, you know, having fun and all that kind of stuff. And you've been now doing the show with me enough that sometimes I tense up when I do some interviews or some chats. I don't do interviews.
Like with Dana White. I saw you freeze.
Well, it's not really that I freeze. It's you want to make sure that you do everything right. And then there's certain people I don't prep for.
Sure.
I don't worry about. I don't write a question down.
Because it's just natural.
And Max is one of those guys.
And look, at the beginning of the show, you were upset and distraught about losing a so-called friend. And just during this episode, you've got Max Payne Griffin and Darren Elkins and Jim Allers we'll see in person next week. And then your new best friend, Brendan.
Yep.
Brendan Allen. All in Allen.
All in Allen.
All in Allen. Max. All your best friends in one show. And I'm here.
Well, so you had to bring it down.
Did you see my Facebook post yesterday? That was like 3-year anniversary of the first knockout jersey that I was awarded. And, you know, my signing day was special.
Was that a game used?
Game used jersey.
All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
Yeah, We are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 824 4th Street North.
You know how you see those things, you know, all these stupid pick one, you know, one you date, one you kill, and one you is your mistress or whatever.
Sure.
All right, so there was three football players.
Okay.
One you keep, or one you play, one you bench, and one you cut.
Okay.
And these were the three.
Okay.
Brett Favre.
Okay.
Steve Young.
Okay.
Drew Brees.
Okay.
That's so tough.
Are you benching them in their career, like when they're at the peak, or are you doing it like right now, today? Because Brett Favre's selling copper, you know, underwear. So he's not really the Brett Favre of yesterday.
Him and Jerry. Yeah, Jerry are doing it together. Yeah, how unfair is that? You're playing a pickup flag football game, and it's a bunch of schmoes, and Brett Favre and Jerry Rice.
Well, a bunch of schmoes almost beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday night.
Almost, only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Well, I'm just saying.
One you play, one you bench, one you cut. Steve Young, Brett Favre, Drew Brees.
You got to play Drew Brees. You got to bench Young. And what was the other one?
I'm not cutting Favre. I'm not even.
You got to cut Favre.
No way.
Got to cut him.
No way.
He's past his prime.
Oh, okay. And Steve Young's not. He's sitting in a three-piece suit.
But he still brings value to the table.
What, just because of his great-great-grandfather and give you free tuition to Brigham Young?
We can all go. Maybe I can get a broadcasting degree. Then I can make this a career.
Greatest player to ever go to Brigham Young? Jim McMahon.
Oh, Jim McMahon did go there.
How about that? How would you like to be Jim McMahon at BYU?
That's pretty dope.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Explain to me how Clemson pulled that game out last week against Boston College.
Oh,
well, Doug Flutie was throwing peanuts at his TV screen.
Doug Flutie. I mean, it's a COVID football game. I mean, that wasn't.
Well, it was COVID.
They didn't have Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
And it was, you know, so even their backups are better than your A squads.
Well, that's not true.
That's true.
I mean, he is pretty good. You know, that quarterback.
Yeah.
He will be playing next year.
Of course.
But people have shown up where it says Trevor Lawrence said if the Cowboys have the number one pick, he's staying at college.
Oh, really?
Well, I seriously doubt
it. Do people do that? I mean, like.
Sure, I'm sure there's.
Elway did that, didn't he?
No.
He got drafted by the Yankees.
Elway demanded a trade.
He was the first to start this whole shenanigans.
Yeah, it was
right?
Him. Then it was Manning.
Yeah. Eli.
Bo Jackson, you know, took his toys and went home.
Yeah.
He said if the Buccaneers draft him, he's not playing.
Okay.
And he didn't.
Yeah.
Then he went to baseball and then came back. So.
I guess if you're that good, you can demand your own thing. I mean, AB worked his way into a free room and board in Tom Brady's house.
You don't think he's paying rent?
Do you think he's paying rent? Where is he living? In a shack? In the
guest room? He's in the left wing. He's not in the west wing. He's in the left wing.
Is he above the garage? Or where's Antonio sleep? With Giselle?
I seriously doubt that. I can't believe you just said that.
I'm just saying.
You are a total donkey.
Why?
How many catches does he have on Sunday?
That's Brady's game, though. He likes to dump off passes.
Who has more passes? And we'll say completions.
Okay.
Okay, because that'll even it out. AB or Mike Evans?
AB.
I believe that, too.
I think he likes those, like, Wes Welkers, like those slant guys, those little Edelmans. They come, like, little. He'll hit them 7-8 times next week.
I don't know about that.
I think he gets at least five plus.
Who wins the game?
I think who are they playing again?
Does it matter?
Doesn't matter, but they're going to win.
You think so?
I think so. AB's a threat, man. He takes all the attention away from other guys.
Again, he's still got to be in shape. Now, from what I've heard, he's in great shape, but hearing and seeing are two different things.
Right.
You know, so, and I don't even want to say this is his last chance because I don't think it is.
I don't think it's a last chance. Well, unless he does something detrimental to, like, ruin.
Well, he can't do anything to ruin this Bucs team. I truly believe that.
I think it's on a different level.
I believe it is.
Right.
You know, and I believe Tom Brady brings that.
Yeah.
I believe Gronkowski brings that.
I mean, Tom Brady, like, slammed his helmet on the ground like a three-year-old. You okay with the temper tantrums? do you really want your goat to, like, throw a temper tantrum and throw his helmet on the ground?
You know, I can take either side, to be honest.
Really?
Yes and no. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean.
You love the passion.
It's the competitiveness.
Competitiveness.
You know,
why he's the goat.
Yeah.
But he's a child and he's, you know.
Well, I know.
Embarrassment.
Well, you know who that resembles, don't you?
Me.
No, not you. But me.
Yeah, you do throw a tantrum.
I do throw tantrums.
That's why you lose best friends over Twitter.
You know, whatever.
What are you guys going to kiss and make up?
Well, first of all, it's not best friends.
What are you guys going to make up?
Because Wes Sims is my best friend.
Wes. Just because he's got your back.
Always.
But are you going to try to make amends with so now the election's over, now that people can go back to, like, you know, being civil?
I don't foresee ever speaking to this person again, ever.
Just because you deleted the number?
I did delete this number. It's the first time I've ever deleted. I still have people that have died their number in my phone.
Okay.
That's a true story. Ryan Bennett's number still in my phone. The great Charles Lewis, mask, still in my phone.
Speaking of mask.
Josh Saman's number, still in my phone.
I found a vintage Tap Out jersey, shirt.
A t-shirt.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
A vintage at a thrift store, you know. It's awesome. Like I had to pick it up. $3.
The mask, punk ass, scrape, the good dudes.
What a great American story, though. Guys sold t-shirts out of trunks at MMA events. Like, worked their way up to sponsoring, like, the biggest names in the sport.
Never wanted anything. Charles never Charles would argue with me to come on the show. And I'm like, Charles, I want to... He goes, I don't have anything to talk about. We're nobodies.
Wow.
He goes, if we make it, if we ever make it, then I'll come on.
Right.
And then I've told this story before that I was at Chris Hovan's house. Chris Hovan's next-door neighbor worked at Nike.
Okay.
And the neighbor came over and was telling Chris, because Chris knew the relationship and, you know, he was a big MMA, that Nike had a meeting about Tap Out.
Wow.
I called Charles, and he cried.
Wow.
That was, like, the greatest thing that he'd ever heard.
Wow.
You know, that Nike was worried about Tap Out.
Wow.
Yeah, good guys. They truly, truly were good guys. So, mask number, I will show you in my phone. If anybody ever wants to question me, which, you know, I lose my mind on that,
yeah.
I will show the list of numbers in my phone.
Have you called to see if the voicemail is still there? Because
no.
You know how people do that. They keep the number alive to hear the voice is the last time they got to hear their father. Or
I wished I would have done that. My mother-in-law called me. I was at the Charlie Daniels golf tournament. And she called to say that she was going to the hospital. And I deleted it.
Uh-huh.
And she passed away not much longer after that. And, you know, my family and I, we talk about it. You know, as you know, we had an event here for my dad.
Uh-huh.
I still have some phone messages from my dad, and it's awful. It's awful. You know, of him calling, and, you know, they're trying to take him away, and you come rescue him. And my family won't listen to it, and I listen to it quite often.
Really?
You know, to be honest.
Just to hear his voice?
Yeah, I just want to hear his voice. I wish I would have kept, you know, my mother-in-law's, but I didn't. So, no, I've never called. And I would think most of them, they, you know, they don't keep paying for the line and stuff. It's kind of silly.
Right.
But there's probably a good, well, I know Mask, for the ones I said. I know Ryan Bennett's in there. I know Mask is in there. I know Josh Saman's in there. I think Eddie Money's in there.
Wow.
You know, who passed away. So there's quite a few that passed away. I have never deleted numbers. And I deleted that number within 5 minutes of this happening.
Wow. That's serious.
It just kind of threw me for such a loop.
Right.
You know, again, you know, Styles and I have said some stuff back and forth.
Right.
But we both have agreed to agree. I mean, Chidi Ahanotu and I.
Yeah. 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 Chidi.
You know, there ain't nobody if you know what I'm saying. And I'm okay with anybody disagreeing with
me. Well, you guys agree to disagree. I mean, that's the point, that your relationship is solid enough to where you guys can both have your points, both say what you want to say. And, you know, it doesn't really go anywhere personal.
There was an incident with Michael Pittman. Not with him, but a family member, and I had to call, and he said there's nothing you could ever say that would upset me enough that we'd never talk again.
What?
And that's the strength, you know? Yet my cousin told my dad, don't ever call me again.
Over
politics. And, you know, all that stuff. So it's just ridiculous. It's a shame. It needs to go away. I don't think it will.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it ever will.
I think this is just the beginning.
I think it is, too.
I don't think this is going to... I was hoping that when we woke up today, everybody could just go back to, like, being Americans. Like, we could all just go back to, like... Like, we're already missing each other because of COVID, social distancing. Like, everybody's working from home. It's already a strange world we live in. And now you had political tensions and just a... Get back to the UFC and some better times.
Well, more importantly, as of right now, you will be driving us. You will be driving Steve and I down to Miami.
Maybe we can fly. He knows people. Air Force One's vacant. Maybe he could get a lift.
Craig gets helicopters for wrestlers. Why can't he get us?
Yeah, Craig Williams.
He just left.
Oh. That's a good point.
Right.
He's got yachts and boats. We can borrow one of those. Should we take a boat to Miami?
How about Steve get a hold of the boat guy that has that big yacht, send the boat up. I don't know how long would it take a boat from here to Fort Lauderdale?
Depends on how fast you drive the boat.
Well, no kidding.
I don't know. I mean, if we're on the SS Minnow.
I mean, do we need to leave Sunday to get there by Wednesday?
We might be castaways out there, like get Tom Hanks on the way.
I got to be honest with you. Right about now, I would welcome that.
Yeah?
That's our question for next week.
What's that?
Our question, and I only have a minute.
How are we going to get to Miami?
No. You need to, on your boat, on the SSS Minnow. I don't think it's that many S's. That's
too many S's.
Yeah, too many S's.
That's the Mike Tyson Minnow. It's
I tried to watch that. I couldn't. So next week we will discuss who is our Marianne, who is our Ginger, who is on our Minnow ship. I want to thank all of our guests. Enjoy Saturday night, UFC back in the Octagon, UFC Fight Night 182. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Make a Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week from KFC.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.